tell the world in great haste that the Red Bear is planning to kill the Holy Father. Your vicar on earth, Pope John Paul II, when he meets with the nations in common prayer. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolscheid.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. Now, this Bible passage is what we hear in the news and on the TV today. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 3 through 14, quote, "And as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us when these things are to happen, and what will be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?' And in answer Jesus said to them, 'Take care that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. For you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Take care that you do not be alarmed, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be pestilence and famines and earthquakes in various places. But all of these things are the beginnings of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to the tribulation and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and will betray one another and will hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and will lead many astray. And because iniquity will abound, the charity of many will grow cold. But whoever perseveres to the end, he shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all nations, and then will come the end." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan from Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the very near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on September 27, 1986. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Oh, Our Lady is so beautiful that just the feeling of joy and peace and happiness that she gives to you when she smiles. Our Lady smiling, but she has a very sad smile. Now she's looking up to Jesus and motioning, and he's coming forward. And he's standing now. He's going over to Our Lady's right side. Now Our Lady is taking up her crucifix again from the rosary and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is nodding, and Our Lady now is placing her first finger to her lips like this, which means to listen and repeat, "My child and my children, and especially Veronica, my child, I brought you here this evening because it was urgent that you come from your sickbed and be here this evening. No matter what the struggle, I will sustain you. Tell the world, my child, in great haste, that the Red Bear is planning to kill our Holy Father, your vicar on earth, John Paul II, when he meets with the nations in common prayer. You will not fully understand what I say to you, my child, but I repeat it again. Shout, shout from the rooftops until your words, the words from heaven, reach the Holy Father in Rome. The Red Bear is planning to kill your vicar, your Holy Father upon earth, John Paul II, when he meets with the nations in common prayer. Yes, my child, the evil is accelerating. In fact, I understand from hearing my children in their prayers that it boggles their minds how the evil continues to accelerate as we pray and do penance and seek for the repatriation of souls upon earth. We have extended the time far beyond what the Eternal Father wishes, my children. But it is those who are good that must not slacken in their pace to save their brothers and sisters. Many of the good have become complacent. They have now brought themselves down from a pinnacle to wallow, we will say, in their self-exaltation of being saved. However, I repeat again to all my children that to those who have received much, much is expected of them. They cannot sit back and with a smile not consider what goes on beyond their sight. They must work in the world and not retire from it, self-satisfied with their own salvation. They must go out among the nations because, my children, everyone now cries for peace and security. Where there is no peace and security, there are more murders. The abortions continue, accelerating at a higher rate. And your country, my child, the United States and Canada also, will receive the heavy hand of the Father soon upon them. We can no longer protect them from what is to come about within the next several months. Yes, my child, there will be blood flowing in the streets of the United States. There will be carnage such as has never been seen before in the United States and Canada. Do not take lightly the threats of those murderers in the European states that have felt this carnage. They are now setting up their plans to bring destruction to the heart of the Americas.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have a fantastic book titled The Virgin Mary's Bayside Prophecies. The prophecies you hear today are in this book. This pocket-sized paperback book has the 1980 through 1994 Bayside Prophecies. Some of these messages have never been published in book form. It tells of the great events leading up to the second coming and how to prepare for them. It has the solution to all of the world's problems we face today. It has 532 pages and costs $5.95 plus $3 shipping and handling. Order it today. Write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, American Express, and call 616-698-6448. The name of the book, Virgin Mary's Bayside Prophecies, for $5.95 plus $3 shipping and handling. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. The world needs all the prayers it can get. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. Today I have the story of Charles de Foucauld, whose prodigal, shocking way of life provoked such gossip in Paris that he was the butt of violent feelings and jokes among French soldiers. Born September 15, 1858, of fabulous wealth, at one point in his shady life he stated, "I was so completely selfish, so completely vain, so completely irreligious that I was utterly given over to wickedness, that I was only one step away from insanity. God seemed to him to be infinitely remote, if he existed at all. He used to enter St. Augustine Church in Paris, repeating over and over, 'My God, if you exist, let me know, come to know you.' One day, as the priest elevated the consecrated host, he was overheard to say, 'My God, you are real.' In an instant, he said, 'My heart was touched, and I believed.' The Eucharist, until his death, dominated his whole life. To stir others to seek and find God dwelling in the tabernacle, that they, too, may be touched to the quick, share in his discovery, and come home to the Creator. That power which erring men call chance, he composed this prayer: 'O Jesus, present in the most blessed sacrament in our churches, you give us solace and refuge. You give us faith, hope, love, and hospitality. You build for us an inner retreat and ardent repose. Help us to seek you and find you in the tabernacle.' What can be more exciting and inspiring and engage one's attention more and crystallize one's own belief than Protestants who have found Jesus in the tabernacle?" These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have all of the end time prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, many of the actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, and much, much more. Tell your family and friends about it. It's www.bayside.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on September 27, 1986. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary:
"My child and my children, how long can I go about your earth, going from place to place, hinder and yon as your mother, praying with you, solacing the nations that suffer from their own laxity? We ask for prayer, atonement, and sacrifice. And what do we get? We have theologians who now consider themselves as gods upon earth. They are setting up a new world religion, a one world religion based on humanism and modernism. This will not continue much longer, my children. It has taken many earth years to develop these theories, and those who have their heads in the clouds, though they wear the purple hats and the red hats, those who have become blinded from the excessive love of luxury and materialism shall be lost in the chaos. Each and every soul shall be held accountable for his soul and the souls of those about him. Families are disintegrating. I must tell you now, my children, the family must be returned to the holy state it was constructed for. We shall never approve nor accept marriage and cohabitation. without marriage. We shall not accept the annulments that are being given now to so many without due cause. It has become a most distressing situation for the Eternal Father. Many he would remove from the See of Peter. But it seems, my children, that the only way they can be removed is from force. For they do not hearken to the threats, nor even the advice and counsel of the Holy Father in Rome. Your successor to Peter has been chosen well. We sat him upon the throne of Peter for the principal reason to return my son's church to its original state. Understand well, my children, that he is also a human being subject to error. But this does not mean that he is as to be subjected to derision and hate until you build up a fire within the hearts of those who are seeking to destroy him. Better that you pray for the Holy Father than to deride him. Do not question him at this time, because I assure you, my children, as he will tell you in due time, I too have appeared to the Holy Father. Yes, my child, there is much that I have not told you or the world. But there are other seers throughout the world at this time. And I promise you, my child, through all the excessive suffering that you are doing, and as you offer it up to the priesthood, you are gathering some souls for heaven. Remember, my child, and you will find your suffering much easier to take if you will remember that each pain and each sorrow means that you will offer it up for the priesthood. The prayers that you have conducted for the priesthood on the Sundays of your years upon earth shall be counted at the time when all of you shall go over the veil. Then you will rejoice with all heaven for the number of priestly souls that you have brought back to the fold.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on September 27, 1986. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony here is from Massachusetts. To Our Lady of the Roses. My son was an alcoholic. He had been hospitalized 3 times. One time for 6 weeks. He had lost 2 jobs and 2 new cars. He was constantly in a stupor. In fact, I seldom saw him sober. He was by nature a gentle, sweet human being. And even when he was intoxicated, he was still the same sweet human being. And he had no belief in God whatsoever. He was tearing the family apart. I felt almost suicidal with worry. I went to the vigils in Flushing to ask Our Lady of in January and pleaded with Our Lady of the Roses and prayed with all my heart to the Blessed Mother. I also asked the Blessed Mother to give him grace to believe in Christ. When I came home from the vigil, I put some blessed rose petals under his bed and his pillow. After 3 weeks, he was still the same. I almost gave up hope. even though I never stopped praying. And a month later, he said to me, Mom, I've got to stop drinking. I was shocked, as I had begged and pleaded with him for years, and his reply had always been the same. Mom, I can't stop. One afternoon, perhaps a week later, I heard loud banging in his room. He came out with a sheepish look on his face and said nothing. When he had gone out, I peeked into the room, and there I saw a beautiful crucifix which he had put on his bedroom wall. That crucifix was a gift from my mother to him many years ago, and he had left it untouched in his drawer. That was in March when he did this. I have since said to him, my son, a miracle has happened to you. He replied, yes, Mom, I know it was a miracle. So now my son is leading a very productive life. He has a good job and helps people with alcoholic problems. I am proud of him and eternally grateful to our Blessed Mother. The Blessed Rose Petals did what three hospitals couldn't accomplish, and that was to bring my son sobriety and belief in God. Then that is sign. Now I have another party here, and this is from Illinois. Dear friends of Our Lady, we here consider this a miracle. For over 10 years, I have been praying, fasting, and crying for our household of 15 children and 16 grandchildren. To date, we are 40 people. The church changes, the world changes. All have been turning our family and myself away from the Catholic Church. We have been hurting spiritually by and going hungry for spiritual food. One evening, I turned on the radio to listen to some peaceful music before retiring. I turned to a station saying These Last Days, and the program came and went, and I couldn't believe my ears. I did not know our Blessed Mother was speaking to and through any person in America. And to think, since 1970, and only now we here know, it is an answer to prayers. I sent in for the messages, the rose petals, and the videotapes. The messages came, and the videotape of the miraculous story of Bayside came. All of our people here, my seven children, still at home, have been awakened up and strengthened in that God loves us. We have all been convinced in our hearts that these things have happened. My husband has been away from church and confession and communion for 9 years. He is now back in church and confession. I have been away from confession for 13 years, because I didn't know you had to confess to a priest before receiving Holy Communion. I now know, and also kneel, and only from a priest's two fingers. We here now have all returned to Catholic Church, as we are all baptized Catholics, and we will live and die as good Catholics. I'm turning the page. I called all eight children, married and away and from home, told them of the messages and the video, and also how I was wrong, because the graces are in the church, and to receive them you must go to church. All promised to return to church and the sacraments and confession first. Ash Wednesday, we all went and we received communion. This Lent season, we all will turn away from sin and return to the gospel. Blessed Mother Mary has visited our home and is still here. I am a mother and I prayed for help so many years, and she came and helped me. Mary, help of mothers. She came and helped me. I will do all I can, and with the help of my family, to spread the messages of Bayside. God will direct me and mine. His whom we are and whom we serve. And then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue to spread Our Lady of the Rosary's prophecies to the world. Please send what you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Rose's medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.